up yesterday to share. Yesterday to share, we were saying is that there's no question that everything in the world has to be part of the ultimate mission of being Ma'arav HaKavod Shemayim, and specifically being Megala the Yichud Hashem. And he says a lot of people don't understand, like, how they see Siddur HaChochma Do. There is something special in the world. This is special, and that's unique. But what they don't seem to understand is, how does everything fit in together? How does the ecosystem work? How does the whole system click in together? So he says that what clicks everything together is that it's all part of this Gilui Yichud Hashem, and there's nothing in the Bria. Kol bar l'chvoidoi,
Okay,
everything I create in the world is for Ribui Kavod Shemayim. Fine. Uve'emes tiri, shkiyom b'maisim ein ra'an nimtza v'oilam el v'chelki ha'dvarim, terim ischabram l'hashlamas ha'davar. Ach ein davar mushlam shiyehei ra. And he adds on now, and he says, all ra in the world is only when you look at it b'mekaymoy. In and of itself, it's ra. But once you see it as part of the whole picture, then the ra also serves a purpose. V'zeh, kivon she'yadanu echad, when something is missing one thing in one element, one aspect, it's mashlam it in another element. So, for example, let's take something very simple. Let's say you have something which is, you have a plant, it's very soft. So, it's not very good because it doesn't provide good shade. Blows in the wind, it could be, flimsy. That's because you're looking at it in and of itself. But what you don't realize is that deer come and eat that, and deer don't have teeth. So they wouldn't be able to eat something hard. So all of a sudden, you thought that thing was a chasar, and it's really, it's Milo when it's part of the bigger picture. Right? So that's in a very simple way, obviously. But all ra is a chesaron, which has a mila in the bigger picture. It's a chesaron because it's not part. You're not looking at the shleimus. Once it reaches its parts, well, shleimus, it's toiv. And it's part of the Maisa Kloli of Sibuv HaOlam, Yizbara Adover Shagam Hukach B'Soif HaKoil. Okay? Bizman Shetiskayim Havtochas Oidcho Hashem Ki Anafto Bi. Ki Oz Yiv Negemorim Kol Chelkei HaMaisa, when everything comes and it's clear, how part of the Bria being a Yiv HaMaisa Ach Toiv Be'emes, and then everything's Toiv, and then everything will be clarified. So every min is positioned so that it has its function in the Bria. And then everything has a chesaron also, because it needs to have a chesaron in order to fit into what it has to fit into. If every single animal was the strongest and the fastest and the smartest and didn't have a chesaron, then the world wouldn't function. Right? As a matter of fact, the same thing with people that way. If everybody could do everything, no one would survive. Because I wouldn't need the shoemaker because I can make my own shoes.
More than efficient.
Huh?
I call it more than efficient.
Yeah. Yeah.
And someone was just telling me about chemical reactions. Also, one chemical will pick up one without everyone's missing. Something that causes it to react. I don't know.
Right.
She's telling me now.
But we make a bracha about that every single day, every multiple times a day. Borei nefashos, ravois, v'chesroinah. Hashem created us with chesroinah. So Chofetz Chaim says, why? For this purpose. Because otherwise no one would have to come on to anybody else. If you could make you're the shoemaker, and you're also the plumber, and you're also the electrician, and you're also this and that, so that means nobody would ever have to come on to anybody else. So really nobody would survive. So Yochisarin is the Maila once you're part of the bigger picture. And Hashem wants to give everything hana, and therefore He created it in this system. Eventually, all the ra will be in this battle. But you cannot notice when the ra will disappear until you see the big picture. When you look at something by itself and not with its connector, that's where you see ra. So if I'm reading this correctly, which I have no idea if I am, but on the tzad that I'm reading this correctly, he's saying a major part. He's saying that when Mashiach comes, l'asid lavoi, that we talk about the bittul of ra. So the way he's learning here is fascinating part. It's not the bittul of ra so much. Not the part that's really a bittul of ra. It's that there will be a clarity of everybody's mission. And once there's a clarity of mission, there is no ra, because ra only exists when you're looking at your chesaron in and of itself. Once there's a clarity of mission, then the ra now fits in to something else, and therefore there's a toif. Right? Ra means a chesaron. So the chesaron is there so that it could be mishlam by the person on top of it or whatever. You know, it's all part of bringing out the coach of mind. So far, so good, everybody say.
Same part. No, it says, it's like Lashon Paranus. It's looking at the main. So it's a, if you only see like each day, a day separated from the whole. And then it's Lashon Paranus. It's got the whole.
Okay, but what's the function? What's the role of Klal Yisrael in this? I explained to you why different things happen and why some things are toy and some things aren't. Why are sometimes things like this and sometimes things like that? All that's toy. And a man with his beloved wife. Everything about Hashem, everything His love is for us. Desires to have a enjoyment and a hana'ah from us.
Hashpah
is constantly mashpia for us. Just like you're with a parent. A parent has never made siach das from the need of the child. And that's where the primary interaction of Hashem with the Bria is with Klal Yisrael. Then there's Averis. And Averis make it that Hashem is Yisatze V'Liboy, and the Hashpo gets narrowed down. And then it becomes Ra. What's Ra? This is Ra is not a Hashpa of Ra, but Ra is a creation of the limitation of the Hashpa of Toiv. Once Hashem has to hold back the Hashpa because of Averis, so now things are limited, and that's how Ra is created. So, and then he goes on to explain Hashem knows that there will be tzaddik and there will be Roshoim, and he created the world with that understanding. Okay, but we still have to get to the bottom of so what is the function of each one? But we'll have to figure that out after. But okay, this part is a little complicated. We'll see you tomorrow. Shkoyach on my side.